Good afternoon, everyone. Today I am going to discuss about chapter 3, population composition. You know, we already completed two chapters. One is human geography, nature and scope. Secondly, world population, distribution, density and growth. Now, population composition is an important term in geography, especially in human geography. So, minutely study this one. Population composition refers to exploration of population on ground of age, sex, place of residence, etc., through which we can easily explain and understood the actual scenario of a country's demographic and socio-economic profile. In demographic transition, population composition is most important because it is the population composition through which one government or anybody can easily understand the actual demographic profile of that particular country. That is why we need to know different components of population composition. Basically, composition of population involves various factors or components, through which one can easily explain the level of economic and socio-cultural attainments. There are mainly five components that can easily explain the composition of population on ground of age, sex, occupation, literacy, etc. These five are: first one is sex composition or sex ratio. Secondly, age structure or age-sex pyramid. Third one, rural-urban composition. Fourth, literacy composition. And fifth, occupational structure or composition. So one by one, we have to explain and study this all five composition. So first one is sex ratio. You know, the number of women and men in a country is very important for demographic profile and socioeconomic development. That is why sex ratio is most important. It refers to the ratio between male and female population on a country. Basically, there are two different formula to calculate the sex ratio of a country. Basically, we know there are three type of countries: developed, developing and underdeveloped. First formula is formula number 1, where male population upon female population into 1000, that is for developed country like Australia, like Sweden, Norway, etc. Formula number 2, that is female population upon male population into 1000, that is for developing or underdeveloped country. For an example, sex ratio of India is 940 female per 1000 male. That means in India, there is low sex ratio available. That means in India, female population is less than male population. Now, if we follow in the world, then sex ratio of the world is 102. That means 102 male per 100 female. That means in the world, there is also a problem among male and female population. The highest sex ratio country is Latvia. That is 85 male upon 100 females. Latvia, L-A-T-V-I-A, Latvia, 85 male and 100 females. The lowest sex ratio country in the world is Qatar. Qatar, that is 311, that is 311 male per 100 female. You know, basically, sex ratio is favorable for female in 139 countries of the world, whereas it is unfavorable in 72 countries. Basically, sex ratio is very low in main countries of Asia like China, India. Even after in Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, there is low sex ratio. On the other extreme, it is greater part of Europe, including Russia, where male are in minority. That means, you know, Latvia is also an European country where male population is less than female population. So that is why sex ratio is important to understand the demographic structure of a country. If sex ratio is proper and it is ideal for female population basically, and there is a good ratio of female and male, then it is good for the economic and socio-cultural development of a country. That is why sex ratio is important. Next thing is age structure. You know, age structure, it's referred to the number of people, that means male and female populations in different age group. There are basically three age group exist for our calculation portions. That is, you already know, that is 0 to 14 age, that is child group, 15 to 59, that is working age group of population, and more than 60 age, that is also old age. That means here we found two terms. One is dependent population, one is independent population age. Dependent population means 0 to 14 and more than 60, who depends on independent population or working age, that is 15 to 59 age group. You know, there is another term exists that is called aging of population. A-G-E-I-N-G. Aging of population means population only for old age group. That means more than 60 age group population is called aging of population. You know, age structure is also important to know about the structure of a particular country's demographic profile. That is why there is best example to explain age structure is called age sex pyramid or population pyramid. You know, age sex pyramid or population pyramid is a graphical illustration which shows the distribution of various age group in a population on ground of male and female population, which form the shape of pyramid, which is growing. The shape of pyramid reflects the characteristics of populations. That is why we need to know the age sector population pyramid. You know, the left side of this pyramid shown the percentage of male population, while the right side shown the percentage of women population. If you see in the book, there is figure number 3.1, 3.2 and 3.3. There are three different type of population pyramid. The first one is called expanding base pyramid. This is also called ideal pyramid. You know, if you see minutely, then look, the H6 pyramid of Nigeria, India, for an example, can see the triangular shaped or ideal shape of pyramid with a wide base and is typical less developed countries. These have larger population in low age group, that means 0 to 14 age group population maximum, and old age group is minimum. That is why there is a ideal triangular shape pyramid is developed, that is expanding base. Expanding base, when is developed? When the primary age group 0 to 14 or child age group is maximum, then the base is expanding. The example like Bangladesh, Mexico, Nigeria, India, etc. Next thing is constant pyramid. You know, constant pyramid basically for developed countries, because in this case it is look like bell, because working age group population is maximum, that is 15 to 59, and dependent population is low, that is 0 to 14 and more than 60. For an example, Australia. It is called bell-shaped pyramid also. And the last one is declining pyramid or honeycomb-shaped. Honeycomb means madhumakki ki chhatte. Honeycomb-shaped pyramid, where the actual working age of population is very high, that is 15 to 59, and the base is very narrow because of there is population growth rate is negative. That means birth rate is lower than death rate. Japan is one of the most important example for this zero or negative growth of population, which shows the declining population pyramid. So these are three important age structural pyramid. Next things are very easy, because third one is rural and urban compositions. You know, rural urban composition means percentage of male and female population in rural and urban areas. That is called rural and urban composition. You know, in case of this rural and urban composition, where the rural and urban difference in sex ratio, for an example, in Canada and West European countries like Finland, are just the opposite of those of African countries. That means if we compare African countries to European countries, we can easily find urban population percentage is maximum in European countries, whereas it is low in African countries. Whereas African countries having maximum population is rural and minimum population is urban. This is called basically the rural and urban composition. Even after, if I compare India, in India, rural population percentage approximately 68% and urban population percentage refers to only near about 32%. So that is called rural and urban composition. Next thing is literacy. Literacy is also same. Literacy means one who can write, one who can't read, one who can speak fluently to express their views. According to an information, the percentage of male and female literacy that shows the actual socio-cultural and economic development of a country or region. That is called literacy composition. Literacy rate denotes the percentage of population above 7 years of age. Minutely understood, literacy rate denotes the percentage of population above 7 years age who is able to read, write, and ability to do arithmetic calculation and understanding and express their views. That is called literacy. For an example, in India, there is different literacy because in India, male literacy is higher than the female literacy. Next thing is occupational structure. I already explained working age group of population is 15 to 59 age. So occupational structure means the working population among women and men of the age group of 15 to 59 that take various type of occupations like primary activity, secondary activity, tertiary activity, quaternary activity and quinary activity. Specifically agriculture, forestry, education, service sector, etc. and all. So the various differentiation in this sector is called occupational structure. If you see in the figure number 3.4, where urban and rural composition also explain in different developed, developing and underdeveloped countries. So this is the whole chapter you have to study. This chapter is very small. In this chapter, you need to know what is population composition. There is 5 components of population composition, that is sex ratio, age structure or age pyramid, rural urban composition, literacy and occupational structure. You have to know also dependent population, working age group of population, population pyramid 3 type, that is expanding base, constant pyramid, declining pyramid, and their examples. And especially aging of population, that means more than 60 age group of population. So these all things you have to study from this chapter. So first you have to learn this one, listen the audio properly and write the all things that I provide through PDF inside your copies from the chapter 3. Thank you.